Watching TV and driving at the same time is a bad idea.
Left.
Left?
Right.
Right?
No, left! Way to go, Eugene!
Driving and listening to Odyssey, that's a different story.
I can't believe it. I didn't stall.
That's wonderful. Now go get some help.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
So, what do you think of the place, man?
Oh, it is remarkable. And Mr. Whittaker created all of this?
Mostly, but he had a lot of help.
I look forward to meeting him. I want to thank him for the support the Universal Press Foundation has given my family for our work in Singapore, and for providing funds for us to tour America.
He wants to meet you, too. He won't be here until tomorrow, though. Tonight is just for us girls.
Just for girls?
Yeah, it's our monthly meeting of Club Girlness. It's a bunch of girls around Odyssey, junior high and high school, and mostly girls from church, but open to anyone. Hi, Camilla.
Hi, Connie.
Camilla, this is Min Eng. She's visiting us from Singapore. She works with a family ministry there.
Hi.
Min, this is Camilla Parker, our resident soccer champion.
Oh, soccer? Soccer is very popular in Singapore. What position do you play, Camilla?
I've played all of them, but my favorite is goalkeeper.
I like to score goals, so I play forward.
We need to get you two out on the field. A little friendly competition.
Yeah, well, you'd have to ask my dad about that. He controls everything I do these days.
Okay. You don't usually talk that way about your dad. What's the problem?
The team is having a sleepover at Jeanette's. She's the team captain. It's a camp out in her backyard. But my dad won't let me go.
Why not?
Because my parents don't know Jeanette's parents very well, which is so lame. They see them every time they take me to practice or a game. Jeanette's parents even go to our church.
Well, you really can't blame your parents for wanting to get to know her parents better before you spend the night in their backyard.
But I'll be the only one not going. The whole rest of the team will be there.
Your dad's not responsible for the rest of the team.
I know, but it just seems like he's being overprotective.
Well, I had the opposite problem when I was your age. My dad wasn't really involved in my life. I knew he loved me, but he also loved his businesses.
How about you, Min? Do you have problems with your dad, too?
Camilla, that might be a little too personal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, Connie. Well, the answer to your question, Camilla, is yes. I have had father problems.
Is he overprotective?
No.
Too busy for you, huh?
Not exactly.
Then what is it?
My father was a thief. To begin, you should know that the people I'm traveling with are my adoptive parents. My real father's name is Hawk.
Hawk?
I know. It sounds strange to you here in America, but it is a very common name in Singapore. It is a wonderful place to live, beautiful, and filled with opportunity. But it is also a very stressful place. Being successful and making a lot of money is highly valued there. Unfortunately, my father was never very good at business. I remember when I was a little girl, I would look out the window of our house in the morning and see all the fathers in our neighborhood going to work. But my father was still sitting at the breakfast table in his pajamas.
Papa!
Yes, Min, my little butterfly.
Are you going to work?
Well, I was. But then I realized something.
What?
Today is going to the zoo day.
But we went to the night safari last night.
True, but that was just a warm-up for all the fun we're going to have today.
Really?
Really. And if we don't finish having fun today, then we'll head to the bird park tomorrow.
He sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. A lot of fun. But then, one day, not long after that, something happened to crush his spirit. My mother died.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
It was difficult for me, but it hit my father much harder. He loved her very much. And to cope with her loss, he began drinking. So then there was a different reason why he sat at the table in the morning in his pajamas while the other fathers went to work. Only our trips to the zoo stopped too. And one day I was playing in the garden when I heard angry voices inside.
Please, don't do this, sir, please.
I'm not. You are. You're doing it to yourself. You have been irresponsible for too long, Hawk. Not doing the work you're supposed to do, and now not even showing up.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
It's too late for that. What am I supposed to do? I have a business to run.
If you can just give me another chance.
I've given you too many chances already. Here.
What is this?
Your last paycheck.
Please, please, sir. I beg you to reconsider. Please!
No. Enough is enough.
But what about my daughter? How will I care for her now?
You should have thought of that a long time ago. Now, you'll have to figure another way. Goodbye, Hawk.
Papa!
Hello, Butterfly.
I heard shouting. I was scared.
No need. Everything is fine. In fact, we're going to go to the zoo.
The zoo?
We haven't gone in such a long time. My boss just gave me the money for it.
He did?
Uh-huh. In fact, he gave me so much. We're going to splurge. The zoo, then the amusement park, and then dinner and the movie.
Wow!
What are you waiting for? Go get ready. Go, go, go.
We had a wonderful time. And my father seemed happier than he had been in months. And so was I. Until the next morning.
What do you want?
Are you Min? Min Aang?
Yes.
Hello, Min. My name is Rachel. I work for Child Protection Services.
Papa!
Min, I need to talk to you.
You're not supposed to be in here! Papa! He must have gone to the store, but he'll be back soon!
Min, there is no easy way to tell you this, but your father isn't coming back.
What? Why not?
We got a call very early this morning from him. He told us he couldn't take care of you anymore. He said we need to take care of him now.
He abandoned you?
How awful!
What happened to you then?
I was put in child protection for the next 3 years, living in different foster homes. I got used to not having a permanent home. And then one day, a young couple came for a visit.
Hello, Min. My name is Matt.
And I'm Leanne, Min.
Hello.
You're not from here.
No, we're from America.
But we live here in Singapore.
We work for an organization called Singapore Family Ministry Center.
I don't have a family. I used to, though.
We know.
How do you know?
Well, the counselor told us all about you.
She did? Why?
We were wondering if maybe you'd like to come live with us.
We have a nice house. You'd have your own room and everything.
Live? With you? Why?
Well, we know a lot about you. We'd like you to know about us.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to stay if you don't want to. If you don't like it, you can come back.
No!
Then you'll come?
Come live with us, Min.
Okay.
So, were they the ones who became your parents? The ones traveling with you now?
Yes. Though it took some time for that to happen. They had to deal with all the state regulations about adoptions. And I wasn't the easiest child to be around, especially at first. I was very bitter.
I think that's understandable with everything you've been through.
Perhaps. But fortunately for me, Matt and Leanne were very patient. They showed me great love and made me feel like they could give me a home. Right from the beginning, they treated me like family. We did many fun things together. Family things. Except for days at the zoo. Whenever they suggested we go there, I always said no. Then when I had been living with them for about 6 months, something happened that almost ruined it all.
What was it?
One afternoon, we went to the supermarket. We had been shopping all day. We were headed inside when Lian realized we forgot the shopping list. I went back to the car to get it. The car was parked behind a tree, and as I got close to the tree, I heard someone was breaking into our car. I started to go for help when the man pulled our packages out of the car and stood facing me.
Hello, butterfly.
What are you doing?
Is this your car?
My family's car.
Family?
I have a new one now.
Oh, the car is very nice.
It was before you broke the window.
Sorry.
You're also holding our things.
Yeah. You look well, butterfly.
I am. These people are nice. They're very good to me.
I'm glad. I'm very glad.
Oh, Papa.
Hey, you! He broke into that car!
Get away from that kid!
I have to go.
Stop it!
Papa.
Goodbye, butterfly.
Papa.
Are you sure you're all right, Min?
Yes, I'm fine.
I can't believe it happened right out in the middle of the car park in broad daylight.
Oh, I'm just thankful no one was hurt.
Oh, I'm into that. Min, the police officer said the witnesses saw the robber talk to you?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Nothing important. He was just a bad man. Oh,
it's okay, sweetheart. We're almost home, and...
There's a police car in our driveway.
What? Oh, it's the officer from the robbery.
Hello.
Officer, what's going on?
I was hoping to catch you. We believe we've caught the robber.
You did?
He was in possession of your stolen goods, but he says he only found them in a dumpster. We need to have your daughter come with us to the station to verify his identity.
Yes, of course.
Do I have to? I don't want to.
You're the only one who saw his face. You'll be perfectly safe, and it will help us put him in jail.
It'll be all right, Min.
We'll be right there with you.
At the police station, I saw my father lined up with several other men his size and height behind a one-way glass. I was very angry with my father. But seeing him at the car park, what he had been reduced to, I was torn between loyalty to him and telling the truth. And then it came time to choose. The man is not here.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I chose loyalty to my father. He was set free. A few days later, we were eating dinner when we got a phone call.
I see. Yes, of course. Thank you for calling.
Is everything all right, dear?
That was the police. The man who they thought robbed us has been arrested again, this time for robbing a house.
Oh, no.
In the course of the arrest... He tried to escape by climbing out a window, and he fell.
Is he all right?
Broke his leg in three places. He's in surgery right now.
Wait, Min didn't identify him as our robber, so why would they call us about this?
Under questioning, he confessed to robbing us, too.
Really? Why would he do that?
Good question. Min, there's something you didn't tell us about him, isn't there?
I...
He told the police, Min, and they told me.
Told you what? Honey, what is it?
The robber. He is my father.
Min? What are you doing, sweetheart?
Packing.
To go where?
Back to the children's home.
But why? Don't you like it here?
Yes, but you will not want me here anymore. How can you when my father robbed you?
Oh, Min, that doesn't matter to us.
I let him get away with robbing you. How can you trust me?
Min, we want you because we love you very much.
Why? Why do you love me?
Because you're our daughter, Min.
We chose you, sweetheart. How could we help but love you?
But I lied to you.
Yes, and your lie hurt us, Min. But love is bigger than that. It doesn't stop because of hurts and wrongs. It doesn't abandon anyone or leave anyone behind.
Even my father.
Even your father.
But he's a thief. He brings shame to me. I bring shame to you.
We've all done things we're ashamed of, that we feel badly about, all of us. But there's a way to get rid of that shame.
How?
By giving it to someone else.
Who do you mean? The police?
No, Camilla. He meant Jesus.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He did mean Jesus, didn't he, Min?
Yes, he did. Matt told me no one can take away our shame, and that we can't even take away our own shame, no matter how hard we try. Only Jesus can do it.
And he wants to do it too.
Exactly. Anyway, Matt and Leanne prayed with me, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart.
That's beautiful.
What happened to your father?
He was sentenced to prison for 4 years. I went to see him in the hospital to make sure he was all right. He was in a wheelchair.
Hello, Butterfly. Nice wheels, eh?
How do you feel? Are you in pain?
A little, but I'm okay.
Oh, Papa, the doctor said that you will not be able to walk without a walking stick from now on.
Ah, well, next time I'll look before I leap. Thank you for not identifying me in the lineup.
I couldn't. But why did you tell the police that you're my father?
It seemed like the right thing to do. I'm sorry if it has caused you any problems with your new parents.
No. They are very loving people.
Good. Then everything has turned out for the best.
Not for you, Papa.
I'll be okay. The important thing is that you prosper.
No, Papa. There's something more important. Something that my new family has taught me.
And what is that?
Love, Papa. The love of Jesus.
Ah, yes, Jesus. There is not a day that goes by in here that someone isn't talking to us about Jesus.
Papa, if you just open your heart...
Butterfly, you are so young. I opened my heart to your mother. Then your mother died, and I had no more heart. I wanted to make you happy, but I couldn't even take care of you. So I ran away. I'm a coward, Butterfly. I opened up my heart, and it brought you pain and me shame.
Jesus can take away your shame, Papa. I know.
I don't want him to take it away. I deserve it.
But Papa...
Don't come here anymore, Min. Leave me to my shame.
Papa...
I don't want you to remember me this way. Remember the happy times before your mother died. Remember the times at the zoo. Don't come back, Min. I don't want to see you anymore.
Did you try to see him again?
Yes. During the next 4 years, I tried over and over. But he always refused to see me.
That's sad.
Every night I prayed that God would somehow open up my father's heart. Then, the year my father's sentence was up, Matt and Leanne hosted the Family Ministry Center's very first date with Dad. Have you heard of it?
Sure. It's an event where girls go on a date with their fathers so they can get to know each other better.
Yes. The date was scheduled for right after my father was to be released. I had an idea. I would invite him to be my date. I used all my savings to buy 2 tickets, one for myself and one for my father. Then I sent him a flyer for the event and wrote something special on it, and that his ticket would be waiting there for him. As the weeks went by, I prayed and prayed, though I heard nothing from him. Finally, the date for the event arrived.
Any sign of him?
Nope, looks like he's gonna let her down again.
Oh, poor Min. She hasn't wanted to do anything all night but sit over there and wait for him.
Where's the microphone?
Right here.
Hey, everyone. Thank you all for coming to this wonderful event. The main goal for this evening is to strengthen the relationships between fathers and daughters. And a great way to begin is for you fathers to tell your daughters just how valuable they are to you. Don't worry, fathers, we won't make you do it on the microphone. So go ahead and find a table or a quiet part of the room where you can speak to your daughters from your heart. Hi, Min.
Hi.
Look, sweetheart, I know you're disappointed about tonight, but I do want you to know that you have been an absolute joy to me. From the moment you came into my life, you were so filled with love and want to share it with everyone you meet. But, you know, now that I think of it, I'm really not the one who should be talking to you here.
No. Thank you for saying all that. I love you, Matt. I'm really happy you're here with me.
I know, Min, but there really is someone else you should hear from. Look.
Hello, Butterfly.
Papa.
I think I'm in your chair, Hawk. Have a seat.
Thank you for everything.
My pleasure. I'll leave you two alone.
I don't know what to say.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Papa, I'm so glad you came.
So am I. I've been a terrible father. And I don't deserve to even be here. But your love, your unshakable, unbreakable love is stronger than my pride. I came because I want to honor your love for me. I don't deserve it, I know, but I want to know where it comes from. I want to use it to be a better father. Min, my butterfly. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Papa.
About what you wrote on the flyer.
Yes?
The answer is always. Always.
My father became a Christian, and he and I now work at the center. Matt and Leanne were right. Jesus was the only one who could take away our shame, the only one who could give my father back his heart.
That is such a beautiful story, Min.
What did you write on the flyer you sent to your father?
I asked him a question. Will you go to the zoo with me?
Wow. Maybe that's something I need to ask my dad. And I should tell him how sorry I am for my attitude, too.
That sounds like a good plan.
Speaking of which, I think we need to start planning the next club girlness meeting to be a date with Dad.
That's a great idea! Will you help us, Min?
I would be honored.
Okay, great.
We're gonna need ice cream.
Yes.
Write down. Okay, write this down.
Ice cream.
In today's adventure, we saw Min's great love for her father. Even when her father abandoned her, stole from her, and didn't want to see her, Min's love continued. Her father didn't deserve that love, but Min gave it freely. Sound familiar? If it does, it's probably because it's a lot like God's love for us. Romans 5:8 says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. We don't deserve God's love, and yet he keeps on loving us, even when we make mistakes. Romans 8 says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And just as Min wanted nothing more than to have a date with her father, our Heavenly Father wants nothing more than for us to draw close to him and spend time with him. It's part of what being a disciple is all about. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Daughter's Love, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Michaela Dean, April Hong, David Jung, Melissa Disney, Patrick Labertow, and Fyodor Chin. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another adventure in Odyssey.